Hi everyone, it's Sierra here and you're listening to the College Podcast.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the College Podcast. The title of this episode is called Treating School Like Your Job. So I got the idea for this episode, actually, like, I've been thinking about it for a while because in eighth grade, my eighth grade science teacher told us that our job right now is to be in school. And I've always kind of like kept that in the back of my mind, but didn't really know what it meant because I'm like, I go home every weekend and have a ton of homework to do and then a bit of homework on weeknights. And like jobs are like a classic job is like 9 to 5 and you go home and you don't have much to do. And my mom has always reiterated that like school's your job. It's your job. Don't work. School's your job. And I've never really listened to that. And I noticed that last week or last episode, I kind of alluded to that. Your routine will like carry you when you're occupied. And I think having a routine and times where you know that you're getting homework done or schoolwork done or studying done can really help you become a more balanced person. And in college, it's incredibly hard to be balanced, especially when you're living on campus, because you're balancing friendships, schoolwork, studying, good grades, and working towards a career at the same time. And also just trying to figure life out. And that's close to impossible to do. I haven't met one person who actually knows how to do this. But for the past, so I'm going into week 5 in college right now. So the past 4 weeks, I have treated school like a job. And I want to share my findings with y'all. All right. So what has been going on in the past 2 weeks? So a ton of balance. I feel like I am an incredibly balanced person right now and just really relaxed. And it is currently Sunday at 11. I just got done having some breakfast with some friends and now I'm recording this. And after that, I am going to lay in bed and watch movies for probably the rest of the day. And last semester, that would have not been possible. And I have a little bit of like, I would say a tougher course load this semester too. And then also just like in my personal life, I've been making a ton of new friends and have a ton of new connections. I've been writing, which is one of my passions, like a few poems, a few pages a day, which is amazing. And then also just kind of working on my own life and writing my own story. Wow, that is that is deep. But yeah, so let's get on with this episode, treating school like your job. So first, like to give everyone a little bit of a visual, I will go over what my current routine is. This might be a little tedious, but I think it will help kind of weave the episode together. So I have in my college, like, and I think this is with a lot of college students, my schedule is not the same every day, but I based my routine off of which classes I have. So on Monday, my classes don't start till 2:30. So I get up at 7, head to the gym, come back, and then grab breakfast, do some homework and classes and stuff, and then do that pretty much till lunch, grab lunch, and then do a lot more homework, get a lot more stuff done, and then head off to lectures at 2:30, and then I come back a little bit later in the day, grab dinner with friends, and then Monday I pretty much do homework till I go to bed. So I do homework till about 11. And that is like Mondays are my longest days because they're the first day of the week. So I like to get pretty much everything done. And then Tuesdays, my classes start pretty early. So they start at 9:45. So I pretty much just get up, get ready, and head to class. And then after class, I grab lunch and then just work on a ton of homework. This is going to sound really repetitive, but you'll see how like working on a ton of homework, studying, getting classes done helps because Tuesdays are my busiest day because I have like a 3-hour lab on Tuesdays after lunch and then I have a discussion. So yes, then I'm pretty worn out from my lab because I'm very much a business student and lab stuff is just not something I like pick up easily on. So that typically wears me out a bit. So then Tuesdays, once I'm done with discussion, I do a little bit of work, grab dinner with my friends. And then there's some feedback here. Let me move the mic back a little bit. So then on Tuesdays, I typically watch a movie. at night. Oh, yeah. My new thing is this, for the past week now, I've been watching a movie every single night. It is the best thing ever in college because it's just time to like lay in bed and just relax and watch a movie. Because last semester I didn't have any time. Well, I had time. I just wasn't allocating my time efficiently. There's the key. So yeah, the saying doing homework, working on school sounds really repetitive, but it allows me to watch a movie every night and have my weekends off. So yes. Wednesdays are kind of the same thing. I don't have classes till 2:30 again. So I work out, do school, all that good stuff, and come back pretty late. And then, yeah, by Wednesdays, I typically have a lot of, like, my weekly homework done. So then I just, like, after class, pretty much just hang out with friends, watch movies, stuff like that. And then Thursdays, classes start early. I work on stuff kind of in between them. And then I typically don't have any homework like after 4. And then Fridays, I pretty much just go to class and I don't do any work or anything like that. So yeah, pretty much like my, if you're treating school like a job, my school life pretty much ends like Fridays at 4. So yes, that is really nice. And I like don't really even like look at my planner or anything throughout the week because throughout the weekend because I just don't have anything to do. So because I kind of have that really long day on Monday and then I'm just pretty religious about getting everything done throughout the week. And with that, I've noticed that like I've had time to clean my room. I've had time to like hang out with friends more. I've had time to go home because like I'm going home a lot almost every other weekend, which is amazing. And just like, I don't know, I feel like relaxing, when you relax over the weekend, you have a lot more energy for the next week. So I'm kind of talking about how I found that I have a lot more energy by week 5. So week 5 is typically like the start of midterms week, and I have 2 midterms on Thursday. And normally, like last semester, like burnout is very common when it comes to midterm weeks. And I just don't feel super burnt out, which is really, really strange, actually. And I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot for both of my midterms. Like I need to study a bit more, but I know that I'll be able to like catch up on the material and understand everything. So yeah, and I feel like burnout is incredibly common for college students. And I get it. Like, it's really possible for that to happen. And I think it happens to everybody because you don't really leave school and you're hanging around everyone your age, which is great and stuff. But, like, like there's not much balance for anything. And you can let your laundry pile up or you could get it done once a week. Like, there's no one really, like, on you with stuff. And then also, like, you're trying to figure out school and, like, trying to figure out a career, which is incredibly hard. Like, I know it's something that stresses me out a lot. Like, what am I doing in my future? And like, you're taking these classes and it's really easy to get unmotivated and everything. And that's really where like my life lesson that I mentioned in the previous episode comes through, is like your routines will carry you. All right. So when I said your routines will carry you in the last episode, what did I really mean by that? Like, I can give a little story to kind of put an example to this. So last week, I woke up. I didn't get much sleep at all just because, like, yeah, like, you're living with another person and, like, the walls are very thin in a dorm. So there's a lot of reasons why it can be hard to fall asleep sometimes. But I get it. So, yeah, I didn't get much sleep. I probably got, like, 5.5 hours of sleep, but I still got up at 7, I felt miserable. And here's the thing too, I live in Minnesota and in the morning, it is so dang cold. Like, some, like lately it's been like negative 20 outside, like the real feel. And I, you know, still getting up, still going to the gym and coming back, even if you just like run for like 15 minutes, just enough to like let it sink in and get, you know, like those endorphins and the feel good chemicals and everything going, and then walking right back is fine too. I had to do that last week because it was so cold. I was so miserable and so tired, but at least you get up and you do it. And now if I didn't have the routine of going to the gym, there was no way that day I would have gone, like, or even would have thought about it. But at least, you know, I got a good sweat in. So I was able to go back, take a nice shower, and just feel like a little bit more clear-headed or clear-minded for my day, which, you know, exercising during school, like, it helps you think, it helps your sleep. Well, sleeping then, it was not a good example, but you know what I mean. And when you think about it, like, even getting enough sleep too is really important, because a lot of school is memorizing and learning and like eating well. Well, I don't know. I don't want to preach good eating, because I do not eat well in college at all. So like, I can't just ignore that. Like, getting in 3 meals a day, I'll say that, and trying to like work in some vitamins when you can, some protein when you can. Because like, there have been times where like all I've eaten is ramen, which is fine. But yeah, ramen is amazing. But getting some exercise, and then also trying to get enough sleep. And it's also trying to be in a good headspace when you get to class. Like, when you're going to class, do you just run right in the last minute, or do you try to get there 10 minutes early, maybe start a conversation with your professor, maybe sit down and talk to some of the people sitting next to you and get to know them? I think that is all really important too. And those little steps, although they're so small, and you know, no one's going to be there to like pat you on the back like the first time you make that initial step or anything, but slowly, because I've been doing this for coming up on 5 weeks now, you start to see results. I just noticed that like my skin just looks like brighter and just like lighter. Like, I noticed that I don't have to study as much, and I'm able to retain information better. And also, like, it's a great way to like set up boundaries, which I think is really important in college, because you know, you're living with all new people, and it's okay to be like, hey, I'm just gonna go to bed. Like, it's totally fine to say that, or just be like, sorry, I can't do this right now because I'm doing homework, or finding cool study spaces and studying there. I think all of that can really help. And I didn't want to really speak to this too much yet, but now that I'm starting to really see results, and I'm coming up on midterms next week, so I'll kind of give you all an update on this, but I feel like if I had 2 midterms on the same day, which I have this coming week, last semester I would have been freaking out. But this semester I'm like, you know what? It'll be fine, because I'm sure if I took it right now, I wouldn't do as good as I want to, but I would still do fine. And anything that I do for studying will just only improve my score. Yeah, and then also, like, are you reading the syllabus and actually understanding, like, the exam format? Because sometimes, like, I feel like last semester I didn't read much of the syllabus at all, and didn't realize like how weighted or unweighted these exams are and everything, and that can kind of lower your stress too. So yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like these steps like have helped lower my stress, and I've seen an improvement, because already 5 weeks into school, I've already, well, after this I'll finish the book I'm reading, so I've already read 2 independent like books that I've been reading myself. So yeah, to kind of like go over what I'm saying, because I feel like I'm talking a lot like to my life, which is good to give everyone examples, but I'm trying to make this so you all can apply it to your own life, because I think balance really creates sustainability. So maybe just sit down and actually write out all of your obligations. So write out all of your classes and everything you need to do, and then fill in the gaps of how to make your schedule work. And I swear, the moment you do this, everything will like just be dumped onto your life that will make you want to give up the schedule. But don't give up on it. Just alter it accordingly. And if it's not perfect, that's totally fine, because at least you tried. And that kind of like relates to a larger concept. Oh, recently I've been watching Single Drunk Female. I've been watching it on Hulu. It is such a good show, everybody. And basically it's this young girl who is an alcoholic, and she's going through like the steps of how to like, you know, like the steps of recovery. And just one thing that I found really interesting was like she asked her sponsor, which is like the person who helps like an alcoholic recover. Sorry if I'm not like saying this 100% correctly. I just like thought of this right now. But yeah, so when she's like, hey, like, what do I do? Like, how do I do this? And her sponsor's like, well, right now you just gotta take care of yourself, make your bed, brush your teeth and just try to be an adult. Like, I think that's what she said. And I think when we go to college, we start out this way. We're like, I kind of found parallels to like her recovery to like a college student in a kind of weird way. So please just ride with me, because I don't know, I want to make this point. So when you move to college, I kind of had a moment where I sat with myself where I'm like, okay, I'm here. Like, what do I do? And you just got to do those steps of being an adult. So first of all, what's like the rudimentary part of being an adult? It's getting up, making your bed, brushing your teeth. And I feel like these getting up, making your bed, and brushing your teeth can be applied to a lot of things. Like, oh my gosh, I have a crazy lecture. What do I do? You get up, make your bed, brush your teeth. Like, throughout anything in life, whatever, like, or like, sorry, I think I said lecture, but I mean like an exam, like a crazy exam, or kind of like, you know, a friendship issue or a health issue, a mental health issue, like anything. The first thing that you need to do for your day is get up, make your bed, and brush your teeth. And so when you really think about like what it means to be an adult, what it means to exist, I think it's kind of cool when you just got to think of the very first step. So to kind of go back to that example of me not getting a good night's sleep and feeling super tired and just wanting to sleep in, I just immediately thought of like that sponsor's advice in Single Drunk Female, where it's like, you get up, make your bed, and brush your teeth. Just simple things. And just doing that can really turn your day around. And I don't know, I feel like that's kind of like there's larger parallels to that in adulthood. And also, like, I was watching Taylor Swift talk about her song, This Is Me Trying. Okay, I feel like every episode I just need to have a Taylor Swift reference, because it just makes the podcast better. Because her songs and her lyrics are actual art. And when she describes them in actual art. So yes, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. But she was kind of talking about how whenever you make a change in your life, no matter how difficult it is, like, no one's going to be there to like pat you on the back. Although like every single decision you make, that's what really society should be giving you, is a pat on the back. And I think that is kind of like in school, through every little, like every single solitary accomplishment you make, there's typically somebody giving you a pat on the back. And then all of that is just thrown away at college. Because like when I got my GPA for the first semester and stuff, like I think I got like an email from my school, like, you know, like a dean's list or whatever email. Because like when I had worked pretty hard, and last semester I'd worked pretty hard and everything, and felt like I was really trying to give it my all, although I did not have a routine, so I wasn't officially giving it my all, but I was putting in a lot of energy to give it my all. And then I was really happy with my GPA, but then you just close the, you know, you open, you know, your school's site, you see what your GPA is, and then you just have to close it. And I feel like that was like a little bit of like a shock to me, where it's something that you work for isn't necessarily tangible in school. I'm like, yeah, like people will give you a pat on the back for your GPA if it's considered favorable. But, you know, it's like it's the little steps that get you that GPA or get you that job or get you to class that like people don't necessarily give you a pat on the back for. So I feel like, I don't know, that's something I just wanted to share, because I think it's something worth like acknowledging, because it's like you can look at a GPA, but to get it, you actually need to take the steps. But through those steps, you have to recognize that it's not actually the GPA, or it's not actually the salary, or it's not actually just like the seen benefits that matter. It's the steps that you took to take you there, to get you that benefit, to get you that raise, to get you that new GPA, like that matter. And I truly think that that is what society should actually value, or that is what we should actually value, or that is what we should be giving the pats on the back for. So yes, okay, that was my little soapbox thing that I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people in my life about. So yes, I will, sorry, that was a little passionate there, but why am I apologizing for being passionate? Man, oh man. Yeah, my new thing, I'm trying to stop apologizing for passion. So yes. All right, so to kind of wrap this episode up, it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but I'd rather have something short and sweet than trying to like drag it out. Hopefully y'all are fine with that. So how do I see really honing in on my routine and kind of studying it? How do I see this benefiting my future or benefiting me in the future and hopefully benefiting others in the future if y'all choose to implement this? So next year in the apartment, like, if I really look at my routine, I might be able to cook myself a meal every night. And that's such like a cool, healthy form of self-care, just to, you know, be in the kitchen, have your music in, and just cook yourself a nice meal, then sit down, maybe watch a show and eat it. Like, that is such a good form of self-care. And you can have fun with it. It's a form of creativity. I know for me, and I've spoken to some friends about this too, like, we feel like we're sitting at a computer is using our brain so much. Like, any form of like not thinking or like I don't want to say manual labor, because it's not that manual labor is not thinking. So that's not what I mean. Like, whenever you can just like close your laptop, put the school down, pop in your headphones and like clean your room, throw out the garbage, fill up your water filter. Like, those are prime, amazing moments. Like, those moments like bring all of us so much joy. And I thought it was just me, but then I was talking to some friends and they were saying the same thing, that they look forward to like when they can take out the trash, because it just like gives your brain a break. And I think it actually gives your brain a break to process information. So in the future in college, if you're in a situation where you have a kitchen, because I'm in a dorm right now, but if you're in a situation where you have a kitchen and you can cook yourself meals, try to like schedule in time to like actually like stop, listen to good music and cook yourself a meal and then sit down and enjoy it. Like, I think that'd be such a cool form of self-care for people to implement. And also through that time, like, I'm not a psychologist here, nor I don't know if this has been studied, but I've just, it kind of makes sense where your brain can probably process information and also take a little bit of a break during that time. And then you also have time for creativity to get other outlets in. Where like you can probably return to your work and feel refreshed. I really think that this is kind of turning into more of a burnout episode now that I'm talking about it. And I do want to maybe speak to burnout a little bit more in the future. I was thinking, I don't know, like, I'm kind of thinking out loud here, but I don't want to like submit that during like finals time, because I don't want to be like, hey guys, you all feel burnt out. Like, that sucks for you. Like, no, I'm not meaning that. But I think routines again can really cancel out a lot of the feelings of burnout, like, because I'm really living that right now. But, you know, you're not going to feel as burnt out if you're like, because I know for burnout, for me at least, is when I look at my life, my room's a mess, everything's a mess, and I'm tired and I still have a ton of work to do. That's what burnout equals for me. But if you're putting in those steps, you can minimize burnout every single day, which hopefully builds a more sustainable like college experience for everybody. I think if we all go into college and all go into our studies as like, what are the negative like side effects to getting into a college education, and how can I work to minimize those? I think that's a really cool way to go into college. And I think we should all go into college with a little bit of more of that mindset. But yes, this episode is a little bit of, I think, a starting point, I would say. And I'm excited to speak to this more in the future. All right, so this episode was a little short and sweet, but I think, like I said before, I'd rather have it less repetitive and more substance than just trying to fit kind of like a time quota. But I will give you updates on all of my exams and everything, and please wish me luck on all of them. yes. And I wish wherever, if you're school, because I look at my age demographics and pretty much all of y'all are in college. So I'm just going to say school. But if you're not in college and you're in any other form of life, try to implement this too. But I wish you all kind of a relaxing, restful semester where you can learn and really fall in love with what you're learning, what your craft is. Because last semester, I was not in love with what I'm doing. And now I'm really starting to love like my economics classes, and really like I'm noticing like what I'm learning in management, like I'm able to apply it in my advice with other people that I give to other people, and also just like how I set things up. Because if you're getting in a form of a management degree, and you're managing your schedule, there's a little bit of a parallel there. But I'm so excited to speak with y'all soon, and it's been so nice to just kind of sit down with my Sunday morning and talk to everybody. And yes, Sunday morning, not Sunday night. Again, a good routine and a good schedule. But yeah, so a little bit, my focus is to push the marketing a little bit more on this podcast. I feel like I have a bit of a setup and a bit of a grounding now where it's time to kind of spread this podcast out. And just before I kind of start marketing this, I wanted to say thank you to everybody, because I was looking at my stats and stuff. You guys don't really listen to this podcast, but you guys come back. So thank you very much for listening and also returning back to my episodes. And I just see that by like number trends and everything. So yes, thank you very much for that. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast and supporting me. And I can't wait to see where it brings all of us in the future. There's going to be some changes where I had a write-in process, but I'm going to make the write-in process a little bit better, I think. And also try to market this podcast a little bit, or just, I don't like to say market, just let other people know about it. I think that's a better way to put it. So yes, thank you so much for everyone for listening. Have an amazing week. I know this is, I don't really know the routine of every college, but if this is getting on the week 5 or kind of the midterm week for everybody, good luck. Get enough sleep, drink water, get exercise, tell people that you love them, and good luck. And if things don't turn out the way that you wanted them, or how do I say this? If things didn't turn out the way you hoped or the way you wished for, instead of directing your attention on worrying, direct your attention on how to improve for the future. So yes, best of luck to everyone. Sending like good, positive energy your way. So thank you very much, and have a great rest of your week. Bye.